WWIB. We're 20 minutes after the 1 o'clock, and in the studios with us right now, we've got Jamie Jam Goshen. Welcome, Jamie.
It's so fun to be here live in Chippewa. Did I say it right?
Chippewa. Yes. Chippewa Falls. Yes, Lake Halley here specifically. But yes, so good to have you with us. And we've been excited to, we've just been kind of hyped for this. We're glad we got yesterday figured out.
I'm sorry. That was my fault. I put it in my calendar wrong. Real life human moment.
But it was so fun because I would not have been able to see you otherwise. And so this is so fun. So yeah, we've got Jamie in the studios here today. And I just had a couple of questions for you, Jamie, as we just kind of get to know you a little bit better. What we'll do later on, we'll probably have you come on again another time, and we do something we like to call rapid fire questions.
Ooh, I love those.
And so, you know, 60 seconds, see how many you can answer. So that's love super it. Fun. We'll do that a little bit later here. But I wanted to ask just really basically, what was it that, I mean, you've been in the CCM for quite a while. And so.
Are you calling me old?
I checked myself.
Seasoned, wiser.
You've been around for a bit. And so what I wanted to ask was, what was it that kind of started it all? So if you're thinking back, what was it that really kind of was like, oh, we're doing music now?
Yeah. I had such a salvation experience that shook me and marked me for life. I was a jazz piano major at Berklee College, singing in the bars and the cruise lines, my funny Valentine, all that. And God got a hold of my life the end of my junior year of college. I was young. I was like 20 years old. And it was through Christian music. It was a cassette tape. Wow. Somebody handed to me with Shout to the Lord. And I heard that music. I heard the worship, and something hit my heart and changed me forever. And I knew, I think this is what I'm called to do. And I gave my heart to Jesus, and he just made way for me to be doing this the last 20 years.
That's incredible. Yeah, I was, Greg had done a little bit of prep for me, so I've got some info here, but first in your family, right, to be saved at 21, and that was in college. And then it does go on to say eventually helped her family find the Lord. And so that's incredible.
Yeah.
To then introduce the gospel to your own family. I mean, what a testimony right there.
Yeah. I'll never forget. My mom flew out. I was ministering at a church in Seattle, of all places. And she flew out because I had never been water baptized. And I was like in this Bible internship program. And I really wanted to get water baptized. So she's just such a good mama. She's like, well, I want to see that. So she flew out. And the day I get water baptized is the day she responded to an altar call and gave her heart to Jesus in her 50s.
That's incredible. That's incredible. Yeah. So moving on here. So it's saved in college and then moving on to share the gospel with your family. A couple other things that I'm kind of picking out from a bit of a biography here. At one point, you had some struggles with Lyme disease as well in your career. How long was that and how much did it truly affect? I read a little bit here, but how difficult was that? I think it says that at one point you weren't sure if you'd be able to continue with the music career.
Yeah, that's why I disappeared for a while. I got hit really hard with neurological Lyme disease, which basically hit my brain.
Wow.
So I couldn't function very well. I couldn't talk very well. I had the worst chronic headache, like a migraine would be mild. It was really bad. So it set me back for several years. And I thought singing was done. I thought my career was done. I just was hoping that I would be able to function normally again. And God, through an incredible healing Lyme Center in New York, God used that and the prayers of believers and his touch, his miraculous touch, to get me to where I am today, to be able to travel and sing and minister again.
That's incredible. Yeah. And part of the reason I brought that up specifically was because there was a couple of things in here that really stuck out to me. And I think probably speak to situations like that and other trials throughout. But there was, let's see, where is it? At one point it says that you said, I have a track record with the Lord. I've seen him to be too good.
Yeah.
And that, I read that. I'm just like, whoa, that really speaks to whatever trials you've been through and looking back and seeing God is still good. God is still there. And then there was one more. This says, really, surrender is the only path to peace. When we're holding on to things, it makes it worse than when we're letting go of what we want, just totally trusting that God's got it, even when we don't see it.
Yeah. You know, God never promises us that we won't walk through trials. He says we will, but he will be with us. And I have a phrase, and I have lived this firsthand. It's not in your good seasons that you really get to know the heart of God, but it was in my hardest seasons that I got to know his heart, but also he invited me into a holy place with him. Mm-hmm. So finding the holy in the hard places is what I feel like has happened in my life. And although I do not want anyone to walk through sickness or trials, I do think there's something holy about those seasons because you get to know the heart of the Father and how good and kind. If he never did anything else for us, he is enough. You know, there's a line in my new song, more than wanting prayers answered, more than wanting breakthroughs, more than wanting dreams fulfilled, I want to want you, Lord. And that That's is still incredible. The cry in my heart. And I think as believers, we got to get back to that. We want Jesus more than we want anything he can give us.
Yes. It reminds me of something that I had heard several years ago in regard to our relationship with the Father is the longing in our spirit for that relationship and the battle with our flesh as well. And so that we can say in those moments, I want you. And when I don't want you, I want to want you.
Yes.
You know, it goes so deep. And
love that. It's a battle of the flesh and the spirit. They're always at war, you know, and wanting the things of the spirit versus wanting whatever this world, society, fleshly thing says. And man, sometimes it's hard to get to that place, but obedience to God wins out every single time.
Yeah, absolutely. Amen. So we're going to actually go into a little bit of a break here. I'm going to play your new song.
Yay!
And so we're going
to
do that.
You get to hear it on the radio.
There you go. And then the weather break is coming up at the bottom and such. But I had one question for you. We have a bit of a just kind of a block of Jamie Jam Goshen songs
in
our database here. And I am curious. I'm going to go through some of the titles, and I would like to hear from you if there's one, maybe two in particular that really stand out as far as life experience that the song came from or lessons that you learn through it. So I'm just a couple of them here. I've got Love Rains Down, Hear My Worship, For Your Glory, Sing of Our God, Beautiful Story. Is that too many already? We've got Everything You Are, The Stand, Reason to Live, Our Father, which we'll play in a second, and then Coming Back Again.
You guys have been so kind to play like all of my songs. I need to get out here more and do some concerts and worship nights. I mean, people would know the ones that stand out. I think what's special about Love Rains Down, real quick, is I was a new Christian, as I shared, and I was flying from Boston, where I was born and raised, to Seattle, which I knew to do a Bible school. And I was so young in the Lord, I did that thing where you open the Bible, you put your finger down, and I hit the verse, as far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed your transgressions. So that's where that chorus came from, as far as the east from the west. And then the other really special one out of that list would be Hear My Worship, because that was my only number one. I'm a one-hit wonder, baby.
I love it. I love it. Well, thank you so much, Jamie. We'll revisit, and we'll do some rapid fire and talk a little bit more after a quick break here, but I'd really like to play your new song, Our Father. So we're going to get into that here. Jamie Jam Goshen in the studio with us here this early Thursday afternoon on WWIB. We'll be back in a moment. We're going to keep moving here, and we've still got our special guest in the studio, Jamie Jam Goshen.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for sticking around. So fun to talk with you. A little bit ago, we played your most recent release for Tunes, and what we do like to do here when we have guests and artists and such in the studios is we like to play rapid fire. Now, this is also a sort of initiation.
Okay,
I remember doing this
when I first started.
Okay.
And it was like, okay, you know, we got to do the rapid fire. This is our little initiation here.
Did they do this to you too, Sam?
Oh, yes. Yes. Absolutely. Yes.
So and we'll compare notes later to how you answer.
I can't remember my score or the info.
Scored. Oh, boy. Okay.
Okay. So I'm going to get to my spot here. And so we put 60 seconds on the clock. Try to ask as many get-to-know-you questions as we can. all of which can be answered in a few words or less. So we're gonna get this started here, and we're gonna run it out. There is a finale question we have to make sure we get in.
Mm-hmm. So you want me to answer them in like a short amount of time?
So basically as quickly as possible, okay. Just so you can answer as many as you can. Okay. All right, so rapid fire with Jamie Jam Goshen here in the studios with us today. We're going to get this going right now. 20 below zero or 90 and humid?
20 below zero.
Other than your home, what's your favorite state in the U.S.?
Montana?
If you could have any other career, what would you do?
Pastor.
If you had a day off, what's the first thing you'd do?
I go to the beach.
Favorite sports team?
Patriots.
What was your best subject in school?
Music.
Best breakfast food?
Eggs.
Have you ever had a nickname, and if so, what was it?
JJ.
How do you eat an Oreo?
Oh, definitely peel off the top one and then dip the cream and the other one in the milk.
All-time favorite movie?
The Notebook.
What's your favorite kind of chips?
Any kind of kettle chips.
Go-to snack food?
Protein, like cheese or pepperoni.
Favorite outdoor activity?
Walking the beach.
What's your least favorite household chore?
Cleaning the toilet.
Have you ever cried during a movie?
All the time.
And finally, you did really good, by the way. That was impressive.
She might have the record here.
She nailed
that. Ask Caleb how many. I can't remember who holds the record. Maybe Yvette Luna. I'm not sure.
That was impressive.
Yes, that
I'm
going
to have to count through them and see here. But so the finale question, and I think for some people, I think maybe Caleb or Mark, there is a right or wrong.
There is.
For me, there's not.
There is a right or wrong. There
okay.
Is.
So the finale question that doesn't go against your time is, does pineapple belong on pizza?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Well, but it has to have the Canadian, it has to have the Canadian ham with
sure.
it, too.
No, Mark sure. likes it, and I think Caleb doesn't. I think that's how
That's
goes,
what yeah. I couldn't yeah. remember is who yeah. liked it and who
but
didn't.
But I'm Italian, so don't tell the Italian side of my family I said that.
That's amazing. Okay, well, thank you so much,
So
Jamie.
Did I win?
Now, well, in a second, I'll have to go through and count because it's like, how many out of 20?
Okay.
And to be honest, I wasn't paying attention. But
the one that got me was the state. I'm so bad with states because I think I was thinking countries.
Oh,
and I was about to say Australia.
Sure. Australia. Okay.
I really want to go to Australia.
Interesting. Yeah. That's very cool. Yeah. Okay. So one final thing here as we're going to say goodbye here in a little bit and we'll off the air. We'll hang out with you a little bit here at the studios. But I've got one final question that I've always wanted to ask a CCM artist this, and I want to keep asking this as many times as I can. Now, something that I've always wondered about is for someone who works in the Christian music industry, you're doing concerts, you're creating music that's in some cases known to the entire world. Sometimes I can imagine if you're out walking on the street, people will be, that's Jamie Jam Goshen, you know? And so my biggest question is, as a Christian in the spotlight, how do you stay humble?
Oh, this is such a good question. Cause when I got saved, I felt like God asked me to lay down all those dreams of like, I always wanted to be an artist and wanted to record and tour and do concerts. Sure. And I surrendered it, but he brought it back in this realm of faith. So I wrestle with Christian celebrity, what is that? That's kind of gross. We're trying to be Jesus. No, we're trying to let people. So I think keeping our heart posture of, Lord, if this isn't for your glory, if this isn't to tell your story, if this isn't to reach people that don't know you and encourage the body with hope, and if it becomes about me, then that's icky. So it's mm-hmm. that daily check-in of, is this for me or for you, Lord? And why am I doing it? And I'm just grateful to be more of a songwriter, singer. So like other people record my songs. So sometimes I'm not in the spotlight because I really, really wrestle with that. And when I get to heaven, I'm going to ask the Lord, how did you feel about all this? You know, like we're not to build our own little kingdoms or names here on earth. But I also think when I was a young believer, I looked up to so many artists that are still like my role models. Mm-hmm. And so we need people that we look up to. So it's that fine line that keeps me humble of, Lord, let this always be for you.
Absolutely. That's incredible. And no, and thank you for sharing. It's something, because I've thought about that, you know, what if I were to start making music and go into that? And I imagine like you say, the difficulty for me, it would be like, well, all of this attention would just go to my head, right? But like you said, keeping that heart posture. Mm-hmm. And it's all for him.
Yeah.
It's all for his glory.
Yeah. And it was music that really rescued me. Like, that was my salvation path.
Sure.
So I hope that the music I'm making or the Lord's creating through me helps bring people closer to his heart.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Well, Jamie, thank you so much for being with us
so
here today.
Fun.
It was
so fun to be in Chippewa.
Thank you, Jamie.
We're going to keep moving here, and we'll play another one of your tunes here. The one I have is For Your Glory.
Oh, an oldie but a goodie.
And so we'll play this one here as we kind of say goodbye, but safe travels.
Thank you.
Wherever you're headed next.
Thank you.
And we're so, so happy to have you.
Thanks again.